We're back from recess. Order of business is staff departmental update with Road and Bridge. Randy, would you like to begin?
I'll kind of bring you up today, kind of where we're at with the KDOC anyway. We should get close to finishing the main part of the field work, possibly this week, weather permitting. Everything was down there this morning. Everything was going pretty good. We will need a day or so just machine work, so shut the trucks off hauling, kind of get caught up tidying in some loose ends and whatnot, but everything's going good. One thing we did, I talked to you briefly about an idea using some big boulders in place of guardrail. I don't think we're going to end up with enough on site to actually do that. We've used up more than we thought we would, and we're kind of running low, and I need the riprap on the slopes. So either we buy it to do that or go ahead with guardrail. I may get with the quarry and see if there's some available, still cost-effective, cheaper than the guardrail, and then also checking with the Corps on is this possible. The other thing I'd like to, we are going to...
If we do go that route, can we get a letter from the Corps that they would like us to set those boxes in place?
That's what I want. I want to confer with them and make sure that we have something there on that side of it before we do that. Otherwise, we'll just stay with the guardrail.
I would just as soon stay with the guardrail, Randy, after what took place this weekend with the... A little incident down there with somebody. We've got some kids that's doing some vandalizing or this and that. Nothing to the county equipment or nothing like that, but I think I'd rather stick with the guardrail.
Okay.
We put the boulders up there on top of a pretty steep slope, and then the four-wheel drives or whatever, and push them off, then we'd have
real problem.
Constant.
Yeah. We really wouldn't have a way of anchoring them, so that would be a...
it if it's all right with these other two gentlemen.
I'm fine with that.
You bet.
Pretty well answers that, then. With the warm weather and everything we're having, everything growing, I think we're going to have to start mowing a little earlier than anticipated. We normally start, I think, around the 1st of May, generally, but I think we're going to have to start a little earlier this year. So that coming up. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about, we was talking briefly on this item this morning, is our mechanics truck situation. We plan to the unit we have at Hilda. We do have another chassis. We're going to swap out with that, and we're going to sell that chassis in an auction. We're keeping the bed, the boom, and everything. We're just swapping over onto another truck that's a little more stable and mechanically a little more sound.
Okay.
The truck David has is kind of a fairly old rig. That's something we may switch out with another vehicle we currently have, but for the Mount Branson, I think the best thing to do is just buy a whole new unit. If we can get one similar to what the body and a chassis, so that might be that way we can cover the whole west end of the county, basically with that unit. I could buy the body if we have another chassis that's mechanically sound. We could just put it on. I mean, that would do. We could probably bid that two different ways too, and see which we can get best price on. But
Randy, you have more of an idea and have done a great job, you along with the other Harlan, Huff, and Stottle on the budget. So I would just assume that you would bring us something that was presented that all four of you could kind of agree upon and let us review it at that point. Is that the way you guys would like to look at it? Because they know more about it than what we're understanding of switching of the truck bodies and the chassis and what's better, what's worse.
I'm fine with that. I hear that he wants to. We'd have to go out for a bid. It sounds like
right. I mean, if we do buy a body to to work on the other side of the county will have to be a bid item. We can come back with a better plan and kind of costs and let you look at some numbers, just some ideas before we go out for bid.
That would be helpful for me.
Okay.
But the swapping and what you're talking about sounds
good. Yeah, I mean, that we already had in the plans to right. do that. This, so.
It's one of those bodies, the old concrete crews, Trev.
That one, I think what we had plans of taking that one and putting that one at Buchanan with the equipment on. It's already got a body to for the tools. The only thing it don't have a live gate. I don't know if we can put that on that truck, if it's capable of doing that, but they'll need some type of lift apparatus. So.
Right. That's what I was talking about, just a presentation to us of what's available and what you've got you know, where the budget lies and how we're working on that. So I appreciate you gentlemen doing that part of it and keeping that in line.
As soon as we get done with our KDOC project, we can get back on some more of our drainage that we talked to you earlier about. We have one at Gunnison. We have one at Lakeshore that we haven't done yet. We just haven't taken the time to pull off and do that, but we'll get back to them projects. The other items I had would talk to you that I had pressing was we talked about Thursday and gotten them taken care of. So that's about all I have this morning, unless these guys have something they want to bring up or you gentlemen have something that.
Your clean, your trash cleanup days this weekend, right?
Yeah.
It starts Friday, and then I would like for that to get over the media. Can we get it on?
We can still get a hold of them.
The girls could send that out.
Let's go ahead and get it on the press and get that on there for Friday and Saturday both this time. And I didn't know whether you guys already had your crews lined up for.
I think they approved.
We've got to rediscuss tomorrow since we went on and changed our hours. We got to work that out tomorrow on the precise crews.
Okay.
A couple of things. Stumps. We get any stumps?
Yes, sir. We've got several stumps over there at the fairground.
At the fairground?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the fair board said we wouldn't have to clean the pile up. They are currently dozing all over the place. They have their own dozer there.
Right.
We'll just burn it up thoroughly, and then
they'll take care of it.
Blend it into their other piles. But yeah, there's even stumps coming in Friday.
Okay. Stumps are coming in then. Okay. But nothing at Mount Branson. Nothing over here. It's your place.
Yeah. No.
And I'm sorry, you're working on a price for screen? For screen some of that excess waste we've got?
I've got to make some contacts. I was gone Friday, so I didn't get time to get you any costs or prices. So
I've only got one more question, which is the barn, Mount Branson roof.
That's currently out for bid for materials. As soon as we get that back, then we'll get that scheduled and that work.
Okay. That was my question. Go ahead.
So.
The along with the Mount Branson roof deal, if we're stationing the new mechanic out of that particular barn, the road mechanic, there may be a need for some remodel type stuff there so that he can get his vehicle in there or do some work on whatever needs to be parked inside because of the amount of equipment that's on it and all that kind of stuff. So if you kind of come up with some kind of an idea on that, well, is the old salt shed that's there, is it being used for storage of equipment now? Last time I was up there, it had some stuff pulled in it, but I didn't know.
Really, I want to wash that and repave, put some asphalt down on the floor section of it before we started parking stuff in there full time, but that was the plan, was to just use it to park equipment.
Well, it's a lot sturdier than I thought it was because it would have never withstood the storm. It went right through over it, and so I think probably the bracing and the cabling and stuff that we did to it to just actually to help what we thought hold it up was. It's pretty stout, so
we have them a used motor oil tank off of they can put over there to put their used motor oil in. We have an extra one at our shop.
Randy, are we getting to the drainage problem down here?
I've got to price quote out one junction box, and then I'll just get with Harlan as far as scheduling that, but we haven't done anything yet. We've got the pipe. I just need to quote out the junction box.
The reason I say that, there's a possibility of rain again this week. I think they said for the last 3 days of the week or four, maybe. It's going to take 2 or 3 days to fix that anyway.
Yeah, we won't get to it this week.
Okay.
That's all I had. What do you got, Harlan, Mr. Stottle?
I just hear for a question.
What about that I guess it's under the same thing as the transfer station. Jim, you've been taking care of that part of it.
Right.
As far as the new doors, the new extension, or whatever this side was decided to go. Are you still working on that?
Yeah,
with these guys or with the engineering firm?
We got to find an engineering firm that will actually do it.
Okay.
The one we have right now is outsourcing their structural engineer, which is actually raising the cost of the overall project. So we've stopped that because it's an hourly rate, and I'm looking at different companies, engineering firms. I found one in Springfield that has a structural engineer on staff. So,
well, I just wanted to make sure that
we have 18 months to fix it, or I guess it's now to 17 months to fix this thing. So,
because we're fixing it, and I got talked to Huff this weekend, Harlan this morning. When we hit chip and seal,
yeah,
I mean, we're pretty well taking the crews up,
right?
So, there's not going to be much.
I mean, I guess my hope is to have a solution for the fall so that the guys can work on the fall.
Yeah.
We don't have anything pressing right now. Right now, there's not a solution that makes any financial sense whatsoever for transfer station. We'll have to add a facade to the whole front of the building. That's the only way we would do, because the hydraulic doors, we've talked about that, are just unsafe. When you get doors that heavy hinging up, I mean, they're going to have to slide to the side, and if they slide to the side, then it completely defeats the purpose of having those residential drop points, because it covers them when you open the door. So engineering companies working on maybe rails at one side that actually, when you open all the doors, like a hangar door, we still have one residential drop point and then the commercial drop points, but might as well raise the ceiling so that the beds don't hit the header or the girders up high. So we're going to have to add, I mean, one conversation I had with an instructional engineer was to add 20 feet to the front of the building.
No easy fix is what you're
No,
trying
there's
to
nothing
say.
Easy.
Yeah, but that would be a lot less expensive than retrofitting.
Right. Putting a whole new front with doors is cheaper than trying to put doors to that opening we've got. Because the opening we had was $300,000, something, one number I heard for doors. Just for the doors to retrofit what we've got. And that really doesn't fix the problem because people are still hitting the header. So, yeah, adding 20 feet where the bed can be, you know, open there, and maybe give some more space in the back for moving material around. But anyway, they're still looking at that, but I know that we can't move forward with what we've got.
And the only other thing that I would have for Road and Bridge that brought that subject up was if I look for this cleanup day to be larger than what we ordinarily have because of all the excess debris that people will be able to bring in. And I think that once that's advertised, so just want to make sure that we've got plenty of those big bins and then whatever needs to be, you guys can handle that. You know,
we ordered 10, like it's been the normal for the last couple of years. It's been real close. It usually don't quite cover, but it gets real close.
Okay, that's all I've got.
As always, a pleasure to see you, gentlemen. Today started your 410s, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Do we have payroll?
We do, but I'd also like to add that journal entry into that.
Let's wait to 155 on that, sir.
I guess that's when we postponed it till.
Yeah. Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Discussion. I know that we postponed till 155 previous meeting minutes.
Sure.
Did we also postpone the journal entry? I don't think so.
No, but I can come back to that one.
All right.
Danny, just so you know, we are not getting paid this pay period. I know you always want to know when we're getting paid.
Yeah.
So if you want to abstain from this, you can.
My eye may be a little weaker.
All in favor of approving payroll, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Motion to approve journal entries that was missed this morning. I think it's for paper usage.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve journal entries that were provided this morning. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Perfect. Danny, you're going to have to get with them, right?
Yeah, I need it. I will need some time. Well, they'll be here Tuesday, won't they?
Don, do you have something for Ron to sign?
I do not.
They're going to get on Monday.
Buddy, before we go into exec, did you have something for us? Oh.
Go ahead and go without me. Oh, that's Thursday. Yeah.
Right, but we scheduled
Thursday. But
for Thursday,
I'm in Jeff City for Thursday also.
Well, I can't help that.
Well, I can't either. That's the perfect time for Danny to have a presentation, I think. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did, and I
you laughed.
Personally, think that was very rude. Is it something I can go to?
Yeah, I got two seats in the car.
It could be. That could be abuse, administrative abuse.
Oh, goodness.
Now, I want to point it out that I believe you'll be eating biscuits and gravy.
I'll be serving biscuits and gravy. This is my second annual.
It's biscuits, Jim, not briskets. I know that this is foreign.
We're not going to have briskets? I had biscuits and gravy yesterday morning.
What all we had scheduled for that Thursday, by the way? Is there a lot?
There's a couple of things.
Would you...
I can call in.
4 days out, provide that for me.
And it might not be the right time for the presentation either if Chris is not, if I get with him and talk about it. So don't put that on there.
It can be this Thursday if you're ready. Thursday's fine.
Let's go into exec.
It's just
going
to be a discussion.
Okay. Still going to exec with Mr. Erickson here?
Sure.
Motion to go in executive session pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second. How many of those executive session minutes are there?
There's a few. There's two corrections I had right on the
jump to.
Just a name errors, and I was showed present, but I was absent from voting, so I know I wasn't there. So
there's a lot of times you haven't been here when you've been.
A present. Second. Yep, mic's still on.
When you've been present and you haven't been quite here.
All right.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session.